You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a payload? Now, this word is typically associated with rockets, but it can also be used with aircraft. It relates to what the craft is carrying or how much. In regards to pure mechanics and physics, the two main issues of payload would be how large is the payload and how heavy is the payload. An example of size, how large, would be a mission release when the space shuttles were operational. The Hubble Space Telescope was designed to physically fit in the cargo bay of the space shuttle Discovery. Weight is the next factor. A rocket has to be powerful enough to carry a heavy mass. The heaviest payload ever carried by a space shuttle was the 25-ton Chandra X-ray Observatory. Once the math has been calculated for payload size and mass, the engineers need to calculate safety parameters for what's being carried. For example, if the Navy launches a cruise missile from a submarine or surface ship, the warhead payload needs to be protected so it doesn't detonate too soon. Or, during the space race, when the Soviets launched Yuri Gagarin, the first person to go into space on board a powerful Vostok rocket. The cosmonaut was the payload and had to be protected from the increased G-force at launch. The distance you want to send your payload, which is called the range, also affects the project. NASA designed the largest rocket ever built, the Saturn V, to launch astronauts on the 240,000-mile journey to the moon. Payload is so important to missions that NASA actually has a payload operations center at the Marshall Space Flight Center in Alabama. And the U.S. Air Force has the Space and Missile Systems Center to coordinate missile and satellite payloads. There is a direct relationship between some variables to launch a payload. If you want to go fast or far, you need more fuel. But you need a larger vehicle or larger storage tanks to hold more fuel. And if you have a large payload, you need more fuel and again a larger rocket, but you won't go as fast. Try this at home to see the relationship. Get a very long piece of string. Thread a straw through the string. Tape one end of the string to a wall, the other end to another wall. Inflate a balloon, one of those long balloons. Pinch it shut and then tape it to the straw. Let go and watch your balloon rocket move across the room. Keep doing this, but start to add heavier payloads to the straw, such as paper clips or binder clips. Your balloon rocket won't go as fast or as far. Well, I've just learned a little bit about payloads. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.